You think about it, in any superhero film, in any vigilante story, being kept in line is like one of the major concerns of their, of their person.
Ngayon, ang tanong, ang litang, mahulog ba siya? Will he stay in line? Or will he become like a songchon?
Yeah.
Nilinya din yun ni Itang na parang, the first kill isn't easy, but it gets easier. Something like that, di ba?
And we already saw naman na parang he's already getting used to it. Alam mo yun? Yeah. Na parang,
he's getting darker. Na.
Alam mo yun?
I know!
May bagay sa kanya, though, I must say.
Ha?
Makes him, gusto ko, parang he seemed so, dangerous.
One, two, sarang!
Hey!
Annyeong, this is Trency.
Hi, this is Pia.
Hello, this is Monica, and welcome to another episode of One, Two, Sarang!
Hi, guys!
Hi, guys!
Welcome!
Hello! Kamusta naman ang inyong mga gabi or araw if pinapanood nyo kami during work? Okay lang yan. You need a break too. Samahan nyo kami as we chika our way to this episode's topic, which is one of the latest dramas that Netflix has to offer, and it is called A Killer Paradox.
Yes!
So this got our attention because we love Choi Woo-shik and Son Suk-ushi, and from the moment na in-announced na meron silang ganon na project, parang, oh my God, ang exciting. They have this show. Like, this is gonna be fantastic.
Correct.
And so, ayun na nga, ni-release, they dropped all 8 episodes at once, and we watched it, and so now we wanna talk about it.
Correct. Kailangan din natin i-point out na yung mga love of your lives ni Monica Woo-shik and Son Suk-ho, Nancy. Silang dalawa.
I know. Diba yung ano, I'm so proud of him.
Correct. Yung nag-English very, very sila proud. Na promotion, parang targeted sa inyong dalawa
Ay, girl. Actually. As in, parang nung pinapanood ko yung video na yun, siguro mga 3 days? 3 days worth of content ba yun? Hindi ko alam.
Shit, sorry. Medyo tumigil yung puso ko nung sinabi mo, ilalabas na naman yung mga love of Monica's life. Ah? Parang, ito na naman. Every episode na lang. Nakasawa na. Pero okay lang naman.
Kaya pala Choi Woo-shik yung mata mo.
It's okay. Choi Woo-shik. Woo-shiki! I love you po. So thank you for mentioning that. Yes, I love him so much. Since the time of Train to Busan pa ata or something. I'm sure he has like other projects before that. Pero parang sa Train to Busan ko siya una nakilala. And then of course there's Parasite.
Minahal.
And then
Minahal.
The coming the dramas. We did talk about them extensively in our episode Our Beloved Summer. If you guys liked that show too, we talked about it and even cried. Si Trency, ikaw ata yung humiyak doon, tama ba?
Oo.
I think maybe. Yes. Marami hong naramdaman. Masyado.
Because that was such a fantastic show. So, if you guys haven't listened to it, listen pa lang, wala pa tayong video noon. Because that was like season 2? Season 1?
That was our second episode. I don't know, season... that was like our third?
Third or fourth? Yeah.
Third or fourth
gosh.
Episode.
Oh, diba? And we are now on season 5. What up?
Yes!
Congrats, girls.
Uh-huh. Gabi.
Congrats. Do check it out. Nandun siya somewhere in Spotify. Like, scroll down lang kayo. Medyo mahaba-habang scroll. Pero promise, it is worth it.
Yes.
Correct. Okay.
Or i-search nyo na lang, Our Beloved Summer.
Correct.
Kasi mag-search
it. Mag-scroll.
Pwede nga naman mag-type. Hindi, mag-scroll para din makita nila yung ibang options, di ba? Baka meron silang
pwede
masilip.
Dapat
ganun ang promotion, Trency naman.
Diba? As long as you get there, yun naman yung point.
Correct.
Tama. And speaking of getting there, let's get to the point of this show. I want to know from the two of you kung ano yung mga nagustuhan nyo about it and na hindi nagustuhan. Yun lang. Ganun lang kasimple ang episode natin, guys.
Uh-huh.
So, let's get to it. But first pala,
let's talk about the show. What is a killer paradox? So, I am going to read the synopsis from my drama list this time. O, diba? Iba naman.
Wala na Asian Wiki?
Okay na naman ang Asian Wiki. Pero gusto ko rin kasi yung My Drama List eh. So gusto ko rin siya i-promote as one of the other sites that we go to if, you know, we want to research on the stuff we watch. So let us know too kung asan kayo pupunta. I mean, kung Asian Wiki ba, My Drama List, may iba pa ba? I think merong HanCinema.net. Saan ba kayo nag-research? I want to know sa ating mga listeners and viewers. But anyway, going back, A Killer Paradox, care of My Drama List. So, this is the story about, this follows the story of a guy named Lee Tang. Si Lee Tang, he's basically an ordinary college student, as in, nothing special about him. And he works in, he works as a part-timer in a convenience store, and one night, he gets into an argument with a customer. Ngayon, yung argument na yon, it became weird. And then, hala, hindi na to My Drama List. Nagkukwento na lang ako. Sorry, medyo lutang.
Monica's Drama List.
Oh, ito na lang, My Drama List na lang.
Monica's
so, itong
cinema.
Si Litang, may nagka-argument siya with, like, this guy. Pero,
oh my God,
okay na.
Chismis pala.
So, okay na. May dalawang address she. Tapos, inuman sila. Pero, okay lang. I mean, ayun nga, napaka-passive ni Litang. Wala siyang pakialam because he's kind of like, what is this life? It sucks. Ganon. So, keb siya. And then, after his shift, on his way home, nakita niya si Aju Shina ng away na nasa kalsada, unconscious.
Isubong na yan kay Tulfo.
Tama. Dapat nga may Tulfo. May Tulfo, counterpart nga bang Korea? Anyway, kung alam nyo, please let us know. So, nakita
Tulfo
niya.
Tulfo
Oo. Dear Tulfo Aju Shina. So nakita nga niya, unconscious siya. Pero again, he's like, he's probably just lasing. Hala, ba't siya nag-inerte? He's probably just lasing. I'll be on my way home now. So,
sa BGC ito nangyari, ano?
So, uwi na siya. Tapos, habang naglalakad, biglang napansin niya yung other Ajushi na kasama ni dude na naglasing sa convenience store. Naglalakad. So, he's like, "Oy, sir, yung kasama mo, lasing, iniwan mo, ganun. But somehow, that dude became aggressive and then he suddenly starts whacking him. Eh, ito si Litang, mayroon siyang history of being bullied na pero wala siyang ginago about it. And then suddenly, I don't know, in that moment, biglang nag-sprak siya and decided to, like, you know, do something about it. Nagkataon na mayroon siyang hammer and he ends up swinging a hammer on that Ajushi's head. And eventually, that killed him. So, uwi siya. And then, yung mga coming events after that, parang it was basically Lee Tang thinking, shit, my life is ruined, I killed the guy. But it turned out that guy pala was a serial killer. Can you believe? Oh my
no
God.
No way!
Oh my
yes,
God!
Yes, way! Oh my God, pare!
On TV? On... Is he a most wanted killer?
What?
Is he most wanted killer in America?
Basta, he was all over the news, man. My God, pare.
Oh my God.
It was like, what the hell? So he's like, oh my God, I killed a killer. So, medyo parang naging, okay, so killer naman siya, baka okay lang naman na pinatay ko siya. But then, after that, nagkaroon ng series of events that he ended up killing more people relating to the first kill, ha? But somehow, every time he kills someone, it ends up, or it would turn out that person that he ends up killing is actually a criminal also. So, biglang suddenly, What is this? So, yun. Doon nagsimula ang kwento natin. Doon nagsimula ang kwento ni Litang and how he realized na, meron ba akong supernatural ability? Meron ba akong spidey sense that I can tell kung sino yung bad or not? Like, tumatayo yung mga balahibo ko sa neck.
Correct.
Ganon.
Tsaka sa baba.
Ay! Nang? Paano mo nalaman?
wait lang.
sabi ni Sukushi eh.
Okay.
Sabi niya, uy.
So, na ganun yung kwento.
Chismis dito sa crew. Chismis ng mga stylist.
May pumasok na ito na nga, ang character ni Tsukushi. Sino si Tsukushi? He is a freaking detective, okay? Na somehow, pieced things together but not quite, na maybe Li Tang has something to do with the killings. And then, biglang meron ding isa pang character na pumasok, na ang pangalan niya ay si Robin, na ang Russell. And if you guys remember the movie Up, he looked exactly like Russell. It's so cute. Oh my God. Parang yung character niya, siya yung,
no?
I know.
Totoo.
Siya yung ultimate sidekick.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya nga Robin, di ba? Sabi pa nga niya, he legally changed his name para maging ganun. So, eto na nga, merong Li Tang at Robin, they start like, you know, trying to go after criminals, like taxi driver style. Pero, ayun, si Jang Nanggam, the character of Son Suku, he's the cop who tries to go after them. But at the same time, meron din siyang ibang hinahabol na isa pang ultimate killer na related pala kay Robin.
Mm.
But anyway, going back to my drama list. So,
hindi ko na alam kung paano ano i-end eh.
Okay lang.
So like basically, Li Tang becomes a dark hero who punishes people who committed unethical evils in the past. A cold-blooded, charismatic, and persistent detective starts to chase Li Tang. That's Son Suku. Ay, ang pangit naman. Sorry, ang pangit naman. Yun lang, dun lang siya nag-end.
Oh
my God, my drama list! You failed me. But basically, that is the story of a killer paradox. What happens in the end? Kung napanood nyo na itong show na to, of course, you guys would know how it ended. Pwede rin nga naman palang mabasa.
Exactly,
because
nabasa.
This is also a webtoon. This
exactly.
is based on a webtoon. Yun. Wow, that was like the longest, oddest brief I've ever done. Did you guys enjoy that?
I love
that?
It, though.
It's kind of fun.
Yes, exactly. We should do more of this version.
I
like it.
I think
it.
I want to do reenactments next time.
Yes.
I want to be Robin.
Okay.
What kailangan natin ibalik ang Robin. Ano, ang radio drama.
Oh.
I know. Anyway, gusto ko malaman kung ano yung things that you liked about the show. Who wants to start?
Ako, sige. Siguro, the first time I saw it, and first episode pa lang, sobrang natuwa na ako kasi it was just so visually entertaining. As in, what I really liked about it is they used, I don't know the film terms, maybe one can quip as I speak. Kung meron siyang mga terminologies. Pero I really appreciate yung how they edit it and the cinematography as well. Parang it lent like a certain unique style to the show itself. And
yeah.
For me, that sets it apart from what, you know, I've been seeing currently.
Correct.
Kasi so far ngayon, yes. Parang very, pretty straightforward lang yung mga K-thrillers and stuff. Alam mo yun?
True.
Usually may mga flashback, ganyan. But I like how they incorporated like really interesting shots. And then also like really interesting effects, like may mga slow-mo. So nakakatawa, parang nabababad ka dun sa emotion ng scene. So
yes.
Yun yung mga first feels ko talaga as in nung first episode. So sobrang nakakatawa siya.
If I may add to that, yun din talaga, like all the transitions were so suave. The way they did it, like the way na ipapakita nila. And I love how we were literally inside Yi Tang's mind. I don't know if I'm getting ahead of myself. Pero kasi isa din yun sa ayaw ko. Kasi na-drop siya midway. Like I love how it started as this deep look inside his brain. Like we think that we see him as it is. Pero mamaya nakikita mo na lahat ng mga illusions niya. The things that is going through his head. Na nagiging real siya. So parang sobrang ganda nung execution nun.
Yeah.
Na yun nga, parang it would have been nice to have been going through that journey until the very end. Pero binitawan kasi. Pero yeah, that was really good.
Siguro ano, like to add, like a particular scene na natandaan ko lang ngayon. Kasi I watched this, you know, a few weeks ago na. So medyo kailangan ko i-refresh din yung utak ko. Pero I really like that scene. I think he already killed, yeah, the first guy. And then, yung nasa banyo siya, tapos naliligo. And then biglang lumalaki yung banyo, tapos nandun na. So it's like good for you to point out talaga na, ay ngayon, it's like being in his head. It kind of actually feels a little bit like some scenes in, what's that? Daily Dose of Sunshine. May ganong parang expanse nung situation nagbabago because it kind of, you know, frames kung anong nasa utak nung tao na yun.
Correct.
Yeah.
And what was on his brain is basically guilt. Like, I liked how they were portraying, like what we said. And we can tell din nga naman from the title, paradox nga. There's a lot of morality questioning involved in this show, in the story, right? And the visuals were absolutely yummy. I really love how the transitions added so much to it. Like, it was very exciting. They also made this non-linear. So, minsan papasok yung flashback. Tapos biglang forward, tapos present. Kasi medyo, at first, mako-confuse ka, pero you'll get the hang of it because nakakatulong talaga how they stitched everything together thanks to the technicals. And it's what made it a thriller. Like, it was what made it exciting. It is still like that. Yun nga, it's a crime drama, a crime thriller.
Yes.
So I think that's what makes that's what set this apart from the usual. Kasi iba yung pace niya. Mas pang pelikula yung pace niya.
Correct.
Exactly. Parang ganon. That's true.
Parang and mas like, nakakatuwa siyang panoorin. Oh, you were saying, Pia.
Just to add to that, when you were talking about like the guilt and how it was really showing up. As in, while I was watching it, sabi ko, very Edgar Allan Poe, ano? Telltale Heart. Parang ganun yung dating sa akin nung lahat nung mga guilt niya na parang, it's just there, all of a sudden. Parang, you can't run away from it. It's just there. Yung ganun.
Correct.
You could feel the walls crashing into you. Parang laging may ganun ako feeling. Hindi ako makahinga. True. Sabi ko yun sa inyo, di ba? Grabe, ilang episodes na ako hindi humihinga. Parang yun yung feeling ko sa kanya.
Correct. Nakatulong din na dahil ganito yung treatment nila na medyo mas I can't describe it. Parang syempre nung thank you. Reenactment na nga ako next time. It's kind of fun. I'm really enjoying.
Video naman tayo, Monica.
Parang lalo na yung first two episodes, dun kasi dun nila linatag yung ground, yung tawag dito, yung roots na magiging mamamatay tao siya ng maraming criminal. But, of course, he doesn't know that they were criminals at the beginning. Sobrang mas love ko, actually, I think, yung second episode, nung na-reveal na yung lady pala, the semi-blind lady, was actually a killer pala. Parang, iba na yung na-feel mo eh. So, basically, this lady, parang, we thought she was blind. She was in the scene of the crime in the first killing. Tapos, yung pala nakita niya lahat. Tapos, ngayon, kino-corner niya si Li Tang for money kasi nga, she can reveal na he killed someone. But then, nag-frack na naman si Koya at he ended up, like, killing her. And then, she turned out to be a horrible person. She freaking killed her parents.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung ganun, yung second episode, dun cement yung idea na, oh my gosh, are you a hero, Lita? Like, how lucky are you that you end up, you know, meeting people who don't deserve to live? Or do they deserve to live? I think that's
or is he
the
lucky?
Questioning. Or is he lucky? Pero yun yung ano eh, parang medyo yun yung, medyo nagfa-float around na thoughts na parang, can you kill a killer? Like, is that right? Or shouldn't there be justice? It should be the law. But then, may Robin character nga na parang, but you guys aren't doing anything, so we gotta do something. Parang may ganon. It's this kind of show. Ayun. You were saying, Trency?
wala naman. Ang siguro to add, parang ano, yun nga yung parang pinaka-focus, it's vigilante justice. Mm-hmm. And how, yun nga, the story revolves around his journey towards being this world's Batman.
Correct.
Alam mo
correct.
Yun? Kaya meron siyang true. Robin. Alam mo yun? Siyang Batman ng mundong to. Yeah. And yung transformation niya into that person and how he redeems himself. Kasi despite everything, he is still that soft guy in the beginning. Alam mo yun? Parang he's not, you know, he's not made of stone. You know, this guy is a guy who gets bullied. Soft person siya, but he was thrust into this world without reason, honestly. Parang I'd hope for like a little bit more reasoning kung bakit meron siyang ganung powers or kung na-extend yun sa ibang tao. Pero hindi nandidin dwell on that, unfortunately. It could have made the story richer sana.
Correct.
But what can we do?
Yes.
And then, ayun. So, what was my point? Yun lang. Kaya gusto ko rin siya.
Okay.
I mean, the story itself is pretty interesting. But as Pia said nga din, the premise was interesting. But unfortunately, towards the middle nga, they dropped it. They opted to go action. Instead of like introspection, alam mo yun,
diba? You would have wanted to know more and go deeper with that. And baka sorry kung going forward, pero kasi we're talking about the things we like pero si Wushik din kasi talaga parang ang galing niya sa mga ganitong klase ng mga aktingan, kaya ako sobrang kaya I'd want to see more of that because para it started as sort of like a character study into what happens
God, exactly.
if a normal person does this. Mm-mm. Parang ganun siya. Tapos na-drop sa gitna. Sana na-flesh out hanggang sa dulo kung anong parang papaano nga ba yung taong to. Kasi while the groundwork was so firm and so clear, hindi na natin nakita yung ano, yung middle tsaka yung end. So parang disappointing.
I'm thinking maybe is it because it's only 8 episodes that they weren't able to flesh it out, but I feel like they put in like a lot of other stuff they did not need. Yun yung para sa akin.
Actually,
of course they needed like an ultimate villain, pero that ultimate villain honestly didn't need to have that story anymore. Kasi kailangan nila i-link yung story ng ultimate serial killer dun sa story ni Tsukushi. Moving forward na masyado, nasa dislikes na. So, which is one of the things that I didn't actually like kasi parang I think nababad masyado yun na towards the end na parang like you wanna focus na on the two main characters. Biglang binigyan siya ng flashback na hindi naman niya kailangan. Alam mo yun, para lang matuhog kay Tsukushi. Alam mo yun, nawala ng momentum yung show. Parang, okay, bigat tayo nag-flashback. On the freaking last episode. That was the last episode, right?
That was the last episode.
And also in that stereotypical ano pa setting na pamatay na. Alam mo yun?
Pamatay na.
Laging ganun, di ba? Yung parang kapag konti na lang mamamatay na siya. But wait!
Di ba?
I need to tell you this story.
Yun nga eh.
May oras siya.
May baon pa ako.
Diba? May oras siya magkwento bago masunog lahat. Alam mo?
Correct. Oo nga eh.
Although, ang nakita ko naman doon, hindi siya more of to help Tsukushi's character, Nangam's character. Jang Nangam. Nakakonfused. But anyway, that's supposed to be funny. I also want to know the Korean context behind that because, diba, I remember that scene na when he said his name and then he said, yeah, it's a funny name. That's why I became a cop so that I'll be taken seriously. It's just one of those things na I guess
like
you gotta be a Korean.
It's like one of those
Wendell
kind of names, you know.
Inside joke.
If
gusto niyong malaman yung inside joke ni Trancy, i-message niyo siya.
Kukwento namin sa inyo yung detail with reenactment.
Pero in private, kasi baka makancel ko.
Correct naman. Makancelable.
Ay, hindi naman. Hindi naman.
In-appreciation naman eh.
Okay, fine. Anyway, as I was saying, parang ako mas pangtulong siya sa character ni Robin. Kasi parang si Robin, siya yung, So, matalino ka? I mean, pinatay parents mo, matalino ka, pero weak ka, so you can't be the superhero. Parang gets, parang he needed a little bit more kung bakit siya naghahanap ng people. And kung bakit siya ganun kagaling, parang may ganun. Kasi parang he came in as like an expert na eh. And
not that
having,
part, Yung flashback no, 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 ni no. ano?
Yeah, yeah. Ni Song... pangalan niya?
Ni villain guy?
Ni Song Chun. Uh-oh.
Ah, okay, okay.
Song Chun, who was played by Lee Hee-jun. Mm. Anyway, si Song Chun. Yeah, parang relating to that. Parang him having a character na, yeah, I did work with another guy just like you, Lee Tang, before, but it was a mistake. Parang yeah. for me, nakatulong siya sa kwento ni Robin, and in a way, parang since yun naman ata yung fine-flesh out ng writers kung ano yung right and wrong, kasi parang yung character ni Song Chun, it's also a bit interesting because he started out as a, I have to do good, have to do good, I will kill because I know it's good. Parang siya yung nawala extreme. Sa... nawala sa linya, parang ganon. Na, which, if you think about it, in any superhero film, in any vigilante story, like, being kept in line is like one of the major concerns of their, alam mo yun, of their person, of their being a person. So, siya, yung kwento na nahulog dun sa linyang yon. Ngayon, ang tanong, ang litang, mahulog ba siya? Will he stay in line? Or will he become like a Song Chun?
Yeah.
That's possibly one of the questions that might be answered. Yun lang naman yung nakita ko.
Going back lang to Song Chun, kasi ito lang din yung part na hindi clear sa akin. Because he started out with that mentality that he wanted to change the world. Parang ganun, di ba? What changed? Paano ba siya nag-shift? How did he fall into the dark side?
Yun ang hindi in-explain.
No? Kasi yun parang bad. Hindi klaro eh, kasi started out as someone na parang I'm in the police force, para ganito ganyan. And then, dahil lang sinabi sa kanya, you're a son of a killer.
Oo.
So, in-imbibe na lang niya yun? Yun ba dapat yun?
Parang yun yung naging clincher eh. Pero hindi nga siya clear. Pero yun yung in-impose na nilang na clincher. Hindi na nila masyadong in-explore.
Correct.
Ang dami kasi yun nga, parang magaganda sana na hindi masyadong na-flesh out. Kasi we would want also to see kung, syempre, possible yun. I mean, sinabi din, nilinya din yun ni Yitang eh, na parang, the first kill isn't easy but it gets easier. Something like that, di ba? So parang, may possibility nga na mag-fall siya into the dark side. Pero kailan yun? So as Song Chun, as like the role model, dapat alam natin kung kailan siya pwedeng mag-turn. So parang yun, sayang lang na hindi din yun naging mga klaro.
Hindi nga yun parang klaro. I don't
never mean. Din nga actually. Kasi parang I think siguro mga like in the last four episodes, parang never na actually na-mention yung character ni Wushik eh. Parang nasa laylayan na lang siya. Alam mo yun? Parang they were focusing more na on Song Chun and Tsukushi Habulan. And then he was left on the side. Alam mo yun? And then yun nga, parang he never had that chance to figure out nga kung saan siya pupunta. And we already saw naman na parang he's already getting used to it. Alam mo yun? Na parang yung he's getting niya darker. Puti na. Alam mo yun?
I know!
May bagay sa kanya though, I must say.
Ha?
It makes him, yung gusto ko, parang he seemed so, ano, dangerous.
I hated it so much. I like it. Kasi, naalala ko, sabi sa akin ng daughter ko, yun daw yung ultimate na pang ano eh, kung meron kang gustong basagin na stan, I hope your idol, parang bleaches their eyebrows. Parang yun daw yung ultimate na pang ano. Yun yung feeling ko kay Wushik. Parang, ano ba nangyari sa kilay niya? Ba't ganyan?
Kasi pa, hindi na daw siya idol. Ano na siya? Killer.
Killer. Kaya dapat wala ng kilay.
Correct.
Disguise kasi yun. Disguise.
Oh, ayun nga eh. Nag-work eh. Nag-work, di ba?
Oo. Correct.
I'm
correct.
In Busan.
Oo.
Take off my kilay.
And then we but never really saw then how he transformed into that. Parang, di ba, nag-ano sila, nag-time jump sila. And then all of a sudden, yun nga, puti na yung kilay niya, nag-iwan na siya ng gamit sa boxing gym. Anyway, so we just have to assume na nag-workout na pala siya, and then, you know, he gets all these skills. But we never really saw that journey. Na parang feeling ko sobrang pivotal if the whole core of this show is really to show parang the kung ano yung track ng vigilante justice, alam mo, and what and kung anong magagawa ng tao if they have the capacity to right a wrong but having to make another wrong. Mas may magandang way to say that.
Yeah.
No, writing a wrong with a wrong.
Two wrongs don't make
two
a right.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Tama. Oo nga naman. But, oh, so smart.
I just really need to say as well, tungkol naman sa mga plus natin, ay, bilang nabanggit mo si Wushik, sobrang love ko na, ay, leading man na siya. Meron na siyang shower scene. May workout scene.
Oh my
scene.
God!
Leading man!
Oh, ay, may sexy yan din siya. Abs. Although, ibang ano siya, hindi siya hot, steamy sex. Iba siya, oh. Guilt sex siya.
Oh my God! Yung
like,
ligo after
ng... sex. Ganun.
Yung sex na ano, yung liligo ka after kasi ang dumi-dumi mo.
Oh.
Ang dumi-dumi ko. Ganong klaseng ligo siya.
Mm. But it was kind of gets. Fun. Actually, I appreciated that because that's like, kahit pa paano, meron tayong nakitang iba or more, which I think that's why
more.
That's one of the reasons why I like Wushik. Like, he's always exciting. He always gives us more. Even nung, sorry ah, pero diba yung nag-in the soup Wuga squad sila. Na, sa nag-usap kami about it before, it was like K lang. It was almost boring. But when Wushik arrived because he came in late sa trip nilang barkada, parang suddenly, oh my God, siya pala yung fun person of the bunch. And I really appreciated his presence.
Yeah.
In the Soup, which is on Disney Plus. Hi, Disney Plus!
But we are talking about Netflix.
Oh, yun din. Also, may Netflix din tayo, may correct. Disney Plus. But also tama. About Wushik, the thing also that got me in, kasi even if nung sinasabi na niya na killing gets easier and whatnot, ang layered kasi nung acting niya, meron siyang, kahit na darkness na siya, meron pa rin konting guilt akong nararamdaman sa pinagsasabi niya. Hindi siya completely turned. Na ang galing lang nung pagka-balance niya kasi sa start, sobrang eminent nung guilt, ang taas nung guilt factor. Nung bumababa siya, never nawala completely yung guilt dun sa ginagawa niya. Na ang galing nung pagka-layer niya dun sa actingan niya, to the very end, dun ako sa, oh my God, what an actor. I'm so impressed with him.
It's what I like about him. Parang I feel like he's such a fun actor to watch. And that's why I'm so excited to watch him here kasi it felt like such an interesting role for him to play. Kasi it feels like there's like a lot of things that he can do with it. And siya yung tipong actor kasi na he's nuanced. Alam mo
sobrang
yun?
Sobrang nuanced.
Masarap niyang panoorin kasi sobrang unpredictable niya.
It feels so dangerous.
Oo.
Yes.
Or fresh. May freshness. Hindi siya yung, parang sa Our Beloved Summer, kaya sobrang love na love ko rin siya nun. Kasi parang you know na he's really injecting real parts of himself in the character. And it just comes up so naturally.
Yes.
So,
and especially
yun.
Here, the contrast of his baby face to everything that's
always.
Happening. Alam mo yun, yun yung sobrang nakakadala din eh, na ang galing din ng casting kasi kaya niyang i-deliver yung gano'n. Kaya parang, wow, sobrang galing.
Correct.
But in fairness to him, feeling ko rin din kasi gusto niya yung kwento. I mean, kasi Wushik, he's not like the usual Korean actor who pretty much says yes to everything. I mean, may gano'n eh, di ba?
Yeah.
Parang, kahit pa paano, in a season, dapat may isa siyang show or whatever. Parang he seems like the kind of actor who chooses his materials. Kasi, I mean, come on.
Yes.
Look at his filmography, diba?
Yeah.
Parang,
Oscar-winning na siya eh.
I know. Correct. Alam mo, pinag-isipan mo lahat ng mga pinili niyang role, diba? And he's also lucky to be able to get those roles. Because that would mean he must be so good, right? I mean, come on.
Correct. In fairness din sa agency niya for finding all of these for him, unless binigay sa kanya. I don't know. But, good job.
Mm-mm.
So exciting. Pero, okay, sorry, just to contrast as well, medyo dun din ako nabitin kay Suku kasi kay Gangnam. Gangnam? Ano pa nga niya? Nangam?
Nangam.
Nangam.
Baka yun yung joke kasi it's like the opposite of Gangnam.
Of Gangnam.
Oo.
Na parang, okay, I don't know, he's such a good actor as well, pero yun na yun, parang one-dimensional lang from start to end. Wala akong masyadong naano sa kanya. Galit lang siya. Funny siya. Parang, I don't know. Parang
correct.
There was something lacking about the character development. Not his fault. He did it well. Pero I guess with the scripting as well.
Yeah.
Sobrang
maybe
nabitin lang
character.
Ako sa kanya. Oo.
I feel like wala siya kasing ano eh. Wala siyang risk eh. Parang he didn't have anything to lose. I mean,
correct.
Sure yung family eh. Pero I mean, from the get-go naman, pinakita na na, you know, he's not really a participant in that situation. Yeah. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
So honestly, sobrang sayang. Like, he could have also been parang a character na who would fall off the line. Alam mo yun?
Uh-oh,
he's like, kumbaga, kung si Wushik nasa side na siya of the wrong, siya nasa side pa rin of the right. But they're still on that same line na, alam mo yun, sino yung mas mahuhulog? I mean, he could have, there could have been some play on that. But yun nga, parang it's very stagnant yung character itself. But yeah, Tsukushi is Tsukushi. Alam mo yun, this is the kind of roles that are usually given to him. Very,
yeah,
alam mo yun, kasi nasa mukha na niya eh. Brooding.
Exactly.
Alam mo, may excited ako pag meron siyang comedy. Oh my God.
Oh, I'd love to see him in a comedy.
Yeah, I would love to see
him in a comedy. Like, or a
musical. Can he sing though?
Parang I kind of remember that he did. Parang may nakita akong clip. Nung, what's the name of those, ano, yung tatlong guys who interview, kilala nyo to, they speak in English. Korean dudes.
Debak show?
Ah,
no, not Englishmen in Korea.
Pisik?
No.
Eh? A Pisik show?
Oo, Pisik show. Oo.
I
kind of remember a clip that they were singing.
Mm.
Or I might be wrong. But anyway, let me try to find it. And if I'm correct, I will share it. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Correct. Pero, kung makita, kasi kahit dito yung comedic, yung mga comic moments niya, sobrang benta din. Ang cute din nung mga break niya. Diba parang sa start, yung niloloko niya si, yung character ni Itang na, oh, ba't wala ka? May pinatay ka, no? Parang yung mga ganyan niyang mga,
correct.
It was really good. Parang those were great breaks. Kasi kahit na, sinabi ko nga, hindi ako makahinga for the most part. May mga times naman na gano'n na parang, okay, meron kang laugh out loud na, gago, hindi dapat nakakatawa yun, pero nakakatawa. So, exciting to see him in a comedic role nga.
Ooh, I hope... Do you hear this, Tsukushi? Wow.
Actually, I like seeing scripts na with him eh. Parang marami na nagbigay sa kanya yung mga scripts from the different directors and writers. So, sabi niya, ikaw naman pumili, hon.
After nyo magsungkita ng mangga, ano?
Oh my God! Guys, pakinggan niyo po yung episode namin on My Liberation Notes para mag-gets niyo kung anong pinagsasabi ni Trensi.
Hindi, want to birthday yun.
Ah, want to birthday ba yun?
Want to birthday.
Want to birthday. Oh, yun. Pakinggan niyo na rin ang aming episode on want to birthday. Masaya yun, promise.
Can you just share? Meron siyang very, very distinct walk. Si Son Suku.
He does.
Meron siyang walk na forward chest. Tapos yung shape niya, para siyang curved. Tapos may way siya of walking na hindi ganito yung ano niya, yung kamay niya nakaganon. So mukha, ang pangit ng lahad niya by the way, pero mukha siyang sanggano kasi. Kaya parang feeling ko it works for his character. Mm-hmm. Na yung mga sanggano characters niya, kasi yung lahad niya pang sanggano. Pero weird, very weird walk.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Meron lang
ako
din
naman.
Sige, go. Ikaw muna.
Ang sharing ko lang naman, every time nakikita ko si Tsukushi talaga.
Naman.
Parang ano, parang init. Hindi mainit dahil hot siya, pero parang lagi kasi siyang pinapawisan or something. So parang, I don't know, may ganun siya look.
Mukha siya oily girl.
Oo, pawisan na hindi ko maintindihan.
Oh no!
So, pag nakikita ko siya, shit, ako rin pinapawisan.
Oh no!
Yes. Medyo meron nga siyang ganung look nga. May oiliness
so
bad. Siya.
I think it adds to the character. I think it makes him feel raw. So, I don't, hindi naman siya kadiring sweaty. Alam mo yun. But it just feels like it. Parang
It just feels
glass
like he did a lot for that day.
Oo.
And I think it works naman for this character. Pulisye.
Yeah.
Alam mong galing presinto, ganyan.
Why powdered nose, diba?
Diba?
But no, ang ganda nung apartment niya. Diba? Parang police, a detective. Pero yung apartment niya, diba, maluwag na ano. Fairness, ha? They pay their policemen well. Kasi kung
correct
dito yan, wale.
Alam na kung ano.
Kung bakit magaganda ang mga bahay.
Oo. Ganyan.
Sorry to, ano lang, to go veer away from Tsukushi. Pero isa din kasi sa mga frustrations ko was yung sa dog, nabitin ako kasi feeling ko ang ganda sana nung story because like when they kinda hinted at how the dog likes or is trained to clean up evidence, 'di ba? Parang, ha, ano mangyayari dito next? Tapos parang nilet go na lang nila. Okay, so inadopt ni ano ng ni Nanggam, tapos noon binalik sa shelter, tapos yun na, parang ano na nangyari sa skills niya of wiping out like a crime scene.
Ano, meron siyang sarili yung ano, show. Eh. O in fairness ha, kung si Robin nga si Up, o di meron tayong si ano, si Dog. Oo, si Dog. O di ba?
Oo.
Dapat nag-tag team pala sila. Dapat si Robin na lang dapat nag-adopt.
Oo nga.
Cute nun. Oh my God, my dog si Robin. Ako, basta natuwa ako kasi may dog. Tapos cute na dog. Na malaking dog.
Cute, so, totoo.
Nakakatuwa naman.
Para sa akin, yung aso, parang ano, meron din siya kasing redemption to RK. Kumbaga, parang complicit siya to crime. Pero, dahil ganun siya ginawa. So, parang lahat sila ginawa lang ng sistema na maging ganun. Maliban si ano, I guess. Ano, kahit na si ano, so, si Wushik, ganun din naman eh.
Si Litang din naman eh. Parang lahat naman ng characters, very, kahit pa paano na-introduce naman na
they were molded right, by society.
But, right bang, but wrong and have to act.
Yeah.
Kahit na it's wrong, parang ganun. That's why so, it is that kind of show, story. Okay. Yeah. Meron lang akong gustong idagdag na nagustuhan ko about the show, but super minor lang. But there was that detail na minention ni Songchon na, oh, meron akong baril, pero onti lang bala nito, mga blanks. Kasi, mahirap makahanap ng baril sa Korea. Tapos doon ko lang na-realize,
gun laws.
Oh my God, oh nga pala, super strict gun laws. Kaya pala pag mga ganitong show, mga crime-crime, puro mga batute at sticks or whatever. Like, I don't know why, ngayon ko lang na-realize na ganon. Like, hindi sila, hindi siya barilan, it's always sapakan. I'm learning something new, relearning something new. So I really like that detail. Ayun lang naman.
Gusto ko yung in-explain talaga niya.
Correct.
Kumbaga parang medyo may breaking the fourth wall yun ng slide. In a way.
Correct. They do like explaining a lot of things, even though they didn't get to explain a lot of the characters. But pansin ko, ang dami natin question, bakit ganito? Bakit hindi ganon? Bakit hindi in-explain? I kind of read up a little bit on the internet and it seems like a lot of people are hinting, oh my God, is there gonna be a season 2? And it kind of made me question, ang tanong ko, do you think this is season 2-able? Or is this something you'd watch? Because honestly, ako, unahan ko na, hindi ko alam, hindi ako sure. Pwede siyang may season 2 kasi the ending is, hey, I'm back. Kasi pumunta siyang Pilipinas, guys. This is the show na pumunta siyang Pilipinas. Si Choi Woo-shik, by the way.
Yes.
Di pa natin minimension. Ay, yeah, we did pala. Pero, what do you call this? And then he came back to Korea and then biglang may namatay na naman na criminal. Ooh, I wonder who could have done that. So may ganong cliffhanging eme, diba? But at the same time, like, honestly, 8 episodes was too much. I feel like this could have been 6. Parang masyado siyang pinahaba. So, I'm not entirely sure how I feel about the season 2. How about you guys?
Ako same. But like, okay lang sa akin yung 8 episodes with this one. It was not that long. 40-50 minutes, diba, each episode. So, okay lang naman. Mahirap lang siya i-marathon kasi hirap huminga. Pero kung may season 2 siya, hindi ko rin sure kung, although I'd be curious, I guess, kung saan na dadating yung characters nilang dalawa. I just hope na siguro yung mga questions natin ma-answer. Papanoorin ko lang siya kung sabihin ninyo na panoorin natin for a show. Pero otherwise, my husband kept on pointing out, like, this is so unlike you. What are you watching? Like, I have to watch it.
It was a fun watch, but gets naman. I mean, if it's not your jams, right? Yes. I mean, sorry na, pero super love talaga namin ni Chinsy, mga crime and
okay
serial
lang na,
killers.
Parang ano, post-pandemic Pia does not have the bandwidth for this. Pre-pandemic Pia loves, oh, ni promise, as in, I was a huge fan of like all the gore, like pre-pandemic, pero post-pandemic Pia can't take it anymore.
Mm.
That's the thing. How about you, Trancy?
Ako siguro, parang if it had like a good trailer, I would probably watch it. But like, ooh, I didn't even think na it's season 2 worthy. I don't know. Parang, I mean, when it ended, I was already satisfied.
Yeah.
Na parang, okay, gets. Enough na. Okay na, pwede tayo mag-move on. Alam mo yun?
Yeah. Correct.
Hindi tulad parang, nung moving, yung moving talaga parang, oh!
Oo, yung moving talaga parang bitin.
Ay, kailangan mag-season 2 yun.
Oo. Ito kasi parang kung may season 2 siya, ibang storyline na siya completely, parang ganun. And sana yun nga, masatisfy yung mga tanong natin, and I'm sure marami iba pang katanungan yung mga tao dyan about, you know, the characters. Yun. Especially wala na si Robin, so how are they gonna operate? I mean, yung mga ganun din naman. Ano. So, yun lang.
Tama. Mm-mm. Correct ka naman. Correct naman. But let's see. We don't know. I'm not sure then if the webtoon is ongoing, so maybe that's why dinahint yun na baka meron pa, there's more to the story. I didn't read up enough, I guess, to know. But yeah, let's see. And I hope to whoever is listening, watching, let us know too. What do you think? Like, should this be like a Taxi Driver na mayroon season 2 and season 3? Or dapat ba si Wushik ay mag-move on na? Kasi sino yun? Parang I forwarded like a casting news na Wushik has a drama with, what's his name? What's her name? Si
Park Bo-young?
Park Bo-young.
Park Bo-young. Ah, si Bo-young. Oo nga. Ang cute nilo.
So, ano, move on na lang, Wushik. Kay Pork Boy yung na lang siya because mayroon silang up-and-coming drama. I'm excited for that already.
O, diba? Bilang-bilanggit na natin yung Daily Dose of Sunshine and this one. Oh, go! Let's go.
Cute nila.
Ang galing pa rin yung pareho o Marte. Physically diba? Bagay, no?
Cute. No, oo. Cute-cutan. Okay.
Pero may tanong muna ako sa inyo.
Ano?
How far would you go for friendship? Is it the levels of magpapa-dentist ako para gayahin yung ngipin mo to save you? Willing ba kayong magpa-veneers for your friend to save your friend's life?
That kind of was so unexpected.
And then but die, ha? Please don't forget that may death involved. That's why nagkaganong ka rin eh. So you will get the veneers and die.
Walang willing dito, guys.
Oo nga.
Hindi, kasi parang feeling, yung si Robin naman, nagpakamatay siya for the cause eh. Hindi naman for him eh.
That's
kasi
true.
Kasi alam niya ni, totoo alam naman niya na si Wushik, marami pang pwedeng gawin with his power. Siya kasi parang, he has already reached his end.
Sabagay.
Peak. His potential.
So if it's for a cause, kung para sa bansa, ganyan, pwede.
Oh, hirap na tanong yan.
Pwede naman.
Ako mahirap na tanong yan, shit. Grabe.
Okay, especially, pasensya na.
Oo.
No, that's a great question. And how about sa inyo, mga listeners? Ano sagot niyo? Sagot! Check out. Hindi naman.
Yeah, so, it's a pretty good question. Kung magkakaroon ka nga ng ganung capacity, ganung power to sense evil people and you have the chance to change the outcome of many people's lives, but you have to kill for that, would you do it?
Ako, hard no.
Ako, more of, feeling ko lang, I'm not physically able. Like, I think highly of my abilities. I mean, I have strength somewhere, but I know I'm weak. Wala. Does that make sense?
Hindi mo naman, I know sila I'm gonna fall. To death. Pwede ka namang may weapon.
No. Parang I know how I react to situations. Like, alam mo yun, like, pag ganun, mas ano ako eh, mas shock. Shock really comes to me, surprisingly. Shock comes to me really, really big. I'll be able to know what to do eventually. Pero gets, I don't know, theories ko lang to after, I don't know, watching, reading up on a lot of serial killing, whatever, or hindi man serial killing, but yung mga ganon, mga situations sa ganon that they end up killing because of a certain situation kahit na hindi murder yung intention. Parang, alam ko, hindi ganon reaction ko.
Ikaw din, Trancy, sumagot ka.
Ano? Ako, ang hirap. If it means the world will be better, maybe I'll ponder on it. Alam mo yun. Wala man ako eh. Pusa ko lang naman dito eh. Wala naman akong like anak na mga, ano yun, kailangan aluhin eh. So parang kumbaga, I'm not saying my life is dispensable. Please Lord, no. It is not. But, alam mo yun, parang, I mean, I wanna have powers. Yun lang pala, end of the day.
Spidey
kung
sense.
Kung sa powers, o, oh, iba yung ibang why kwento. Not? Okay. Fair enough.
Okay, so, we have come to the end of our episode talking about a killer paradox, and it is time for our one-sentence review. Who wants to start?
Sige, I'll start.
Okay.
Okay, so this is my one-sentence review. This visually entertaining show starts off as an earnest look into the makings of an anti-hero, but fails to deliver the entirety of its message on morality and justice.
Ooh. Actually, medyo similar yung sa akin, pero compound sentence siya.
Okay.
Ganito siya mabasahin.
Go.
Exhilarating drama that unfortunately lost focus mid-season, ... but worth watching for Choi Woo-shik.
Shocks. Parang pare-pareho ata tayo ng thoughts. This is mine. With its dark humor, delicious technicals, featuring a spidey-sensing anti-hero, why not give this not-so-usual K-drama a shot? Question mark. So, that's it! That's our killer paradox thoughts. How about you guys? What do you guys think? We'd love to know. I hope you guys can comment if you've seen the show, and if you haven't but still watched our episode anyway, wow! So okay lang talaga sa inyo spoilers, but thank you for watching. Please don't forget to subscribe and follow us in our socials. We are around. We are on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, so can't miss us. Please say hi! Pero bago mag-final goodbye. Oh, ayaw mag-goodbye. We still have a game. Okay. Syempre, meron pa rin tayong game sa ating episode. And this is a simple game. It's basically a balance game. And I will be asking you to some situations. Ano ang pipiliin nyo? Okay. Sagot lang kayo. Hindi kailangan i-explain unless gusto nyo talaga i-explain. But carry on.
Okay.
Let's okay. Go. First situation, kung kayo ay isang maging accidental killer, saan kayo magtatago? Sa may dagat, sa may palayan, o sa Pilipinas? Wow.
So, dito lang din
pareho
sa bahay ko?
Pareho meron nun sa Pilipinas, oh, di ba?
Okay.
Mali. Iba-ibang tanong. Sa may dagat, sa palayan, o sa may bundok?
Kung sa dagat.
Kailangan ko magtago.
Oo.
Ako sa ano, sa bundok.
Ah, para classic.
Oo. Tsaka ano, pwede ko mag-forage.
Si Catrice. Oo.
Tsaka malapit sa palayan, may rice. Bababa lang ako palayan na.
Ah, ako sa dagat, tama. Ang daling mag-escape. Boat! Give me a boat.
Pero yung binigay na boat sa'yo, canoe.
Okay lang. Or pwede akong mag-swimming a woozy.
Or better yet, airbed.
Correct. Airbed. Yes, magpapaano daw.
Parang Vernon lang.
A.K.A. Vernon, A.K.A. Moses. Okay. Ah, ikaw.
Next.
Ikaw.
Ah, ako? Sa Pilipinas.
We have everything.
Oo. Sa may bundok din. Dahil classic.
Correct.
Okay, and next situation. Sinong pipiliin nyo? Si Kim Dogi ng taxi driver o si Lee Tang ng A Killer Paradox? As characters, ha?
As characters?
Sino yung isa? Sino si taxi driver? Si Lee
Kim
Dogi.
Si Lee Jae-hoon.
Anong pangalan niya? Kim Dogi?
Oo.
As in, teach me how to doggy, gano'n?
Doki!
Diba? A Doki!
Doki!
Doggy!
Doggy?
As in, akala ko like doggy.
Tapos gusto ko pa yung doggy mo, hindi man lang yung doggy bawaw. As in, teach me how to doggy. Dagdagang patin doggy? Houser MD?
Ayaw pa lang natin.
What's happening?
Lee Ji-hun. Doggy.
Ako? ako gusto ko maging ano, doggy. Doki. Mm-hmm. Kasi marami siyang costume eh. I think it's fun to be like different people every day.
Correct.
Honestly, yun din ang aking sagot because, I mean, again, I like this reenactments. I hope we get to do this more.
Correct.
Ang pero radio drama. Oo. Ah, tama. Okay, next question. Make me sweat or make me water?
Make me water.
Ah.
Ikaw.
Okay, next.
Ikaw.
Ah, ako nga. Ano, sweat. Parang sonsukushi.
Sonsukushi. It's an oily skin man. Lalaking bilad sa araw.
Correct.
All in a day's work.
And ang final question ko, at dahil kakabasa ko lang siya sa Twitter kanina, gusto ko lang tanungin out of curiosity, anong pipiliin nyo? Ang makagat ng surot sa Naiya or makakain ng ice cream na may ipis from Arabica coffee?
Oh, ako, papagat na lang ako ng surot, girl!
Ako rin, papagat na lang ako ng surot.
Ayaw makakain ng ipis!
Hindi mo i-ingest. Oh my gosh.
Although, kasi ito yung parang medyo point of ano ko, contention. Contention? Parang
contention.
Contention. Kasi pag yung kinagat ka ng surot, mayroong ebidensya. I mean, nandiyan siya for a while at makati siya. Pero kung kumain, makainom ka ng kape na may ipis, tas hindi mo alam. Hindi mo alam.
Hindi mo alam.
Ini-enjoy mo pa.
Oh, tas hindi mo naman alam
tas
eh.
Tas biglang, fuck, ano to?
Kung malaman mo, yun yung ano. Tas actually, girl, pwede ka pa magsampa ng kaso. Meron ka pa makakuha ng compensation.
So, yayaman ka pa.
So, okay lang sa'yo.
I guess okay doon na lang ako for extra cash.
Pero nasa Pilipinas tayo, ah. Walang ganun mga.
Okay lang, girl.
Kung nasa Americas tayo, pwede. Pero
okay lang
in
yan,
the Philippines.
Yan. I mean, dugong Pinoy
at
ako,
most,
girl.
At most, bibigyan ka lang nila ng GC. 500 pesos.
Yan, may social media na.
Yun na nga.
Yun lang yung ginawa nila.
Ha? Talaga?
Alam ko parang hindi okay yung ano, compensation.
Usually naman ganyan-ganyan.
Nagbigay
ganyan
lang sa GC, ganun?
Or basta something. Basta
eh, pero,
very parang...
Eh pag sa Naiya naman, makagat ako, pagpapagamot pa ako. Diba? Kailangan ko pa pumuntang derma para lang maano yun. Kasi surot yun, girl. Matagal yun bago mawala.
Ah, talaga?
Oh,
ooh. Expert?
Oh, girl.
Let's ask the Parisians.
Marami akong experience with surot. May isang time, sorry, side kwento. Nagpunta kami yung Bohol, tapos yung hotel na tinira namin, as in, nakaiga na kami tulog. Tapos parang na-feel ko, bakit ang init na nung noo ko? Sobrang init na nung noo ko. Tapos parang makati na yung katawan ko. Tapos nagising bumangon ako, minuksa ko yung ilaw, girl, yung kama, as in, crawling
oh
with bed.
God!
Oh my God!
As in, I think I still have the video. Tapos pagtingin ko sa salamin, besh, as in, meron akong golf ball, hindi, baseball size bukol na sa
God!
Dito. As in, girl, mukha akong sinuntok dito sa noo. Ganyan siya halaki.
Oh
no! Tapos yung buong katawan ko, yung likod meron. Kagat-kagat. Pero, iting nakakataw. So, nag-complain kami. Tapos, yung hotel na yon ano lang naman, MM lang na hotel. Tapos, so, ano kami, kailangan nyo kami ilipat, ganyan. As yung friend ko, ano, matinik. Sabi niya, doon nyo kami ilipat sa ano, sa Bohol, ano yun, yung South
Beach Club.
Oo, Bohol Beach Club. Iba na yung pangalan ngayon eh, pero yes.
Oo.
Sa Bohol Beach Club nyo kami, eh, pero yun yung mga medyo five star doon, di ba? Doon lang kami nilipat. So, parang, yay! Surot pa more!
At least ginawa nila.
Oh
my God.
Nakalibre pa ako the first day, pero mayroon ako malaking bukol dito.
Hassle.
Oh my God. Kakaloka. Anyway, that's my surut kwento.
And so, that is our show. Thank you guys.
Ina, nag-end doon. Side sa ulo.
Hindi ko alam kung paano bumalik eh.
Ang sakit sa ulo kasi laki ng baseball.
Mag-ingat kayo sa mga surot, guys.
May you guys remain surot free.
I know, my God. Alam mo, kung may killer paradoxer ako, I would kill the surot. Like, I will have no guilt.
Yes. I will support you. I will be
and
your
the
sidekick.
EPs.
Yes.